lives in the Andes Mountains survives somehow through whatever tribes and different people. And then one day, you know, they send another discovery team because Bill's got a lot of money, so he can keep looking. Mm-hmm. And you know, most people give up, but he's got, he sends teams down there. They finally find him. He's like 18 years old. And he's been living in squalor. He's been living off the land. He's a whole different person. And all of a sudden, he comes to find out. They begin to explain to him who his father is. And he's like, what? You mean all these years I've been living in squalor in the wilderness, having nothing, starving, having no defense, no favor, no anything? This has been my dad the whole time? They go, yeah. So he gets school and educated on who he really is and begins to find out his true identity. He begins to read the will and testament and find out he's got this huge inheritance that's going to be left to him. He begins to find out he's got favor and all these things in an earthly sense. And see, that's what it's really like, except from what I understand, Bill Gates isn't going to leave a lot of money to his own children. He likes to leave it all to charity. So you're kind of out of luck if Bill Gates is your father. but see, God is like, in the analogy, God is like Bill Gates. God has all of these things for all of us, but most of us just don't know who he is, and we don't know who we are in relationship to him. We don't know. So the Bible talks about when you're in Christ, when you're, and that's a term that if you're not a Christian who's been walking a long time, it sounds confusing. But what does it mean to be in Christ? What that means is to be in Bill Gates. You're in his family. You don't have to do anything to earn it. You are in there. How many of you are parents? How many of you are good parents? I didn't see that as many hands go up. Well, at least you're honest. You can get better if you're honest. Okay. Above all things in my life, my favorite, I've played a lot of different gigs in my life with different people, and people always ask, what's your favorite gig? And I always tell them it's simple. My favorite gig has been to be a father. Yeah. I love being a father more than any job and privilege on planet Earth, and I love being a good one. But I'm still a person who makes mistakes and a person who sins. But God is a good God, and God is our heavenly Father. And God knows no evil and knows no wrong. So God only wants to bless us. It's not hard for those of us who love our kids to be good to them. Why is it so hard for us to believe that God wants to be good to us? See, we can be good to our kids, and we say that's logical, that's natural. But it's so hard for us to understand that when you're in Christ, when you are a son, the Bible says we're adopted by God. You're sons and daughters of the living God. When you begin to make your identity in that, rather than in the things of the world, you'll begin to do all the things that God called you to do. And you'll begin to succeed and have victory in different areas of your life that you never had, simply because you realize, I'm the Lord's son. I'm the Lord's daughter. Keith Hershey gave one of the best messages I ever heard this last Thursday, which is funny because when I prepared my message, I just always seek God just like he does. And we just say, Lord, what do you want me to share with the people? But it's so funny how it always coincides with whatever else is going on, because God knows how to speak to all people at all times. He's got the AT&T plan, the family plan. You know what I mean? He can get in touch with anybody anytime, no amount of minutes. It's an endless thing. But the message that I prepared was to help us, and myself included, to understand that there's nothing we can do to earn God's love. We are so used to having to work for something, because in this world people make you work to be accepted. I spent a lot of my life spinning my wheels. If I could do something good enough, then maybe I could be worthy enough to be loved. If I could be famous enough, if I could be in shape enough, if I could do whatever. And these are all things that were really just masking the fact that I really didn't, really in my heart of hearts, really understand that God loves me just the way that I am. That you don't, and the reason I asked you if you're good parents is because my two children, Jared and Jordan, they don't have to do a thing to earn my love. They don't have to do nothing. I love them from the second they were born. They don't have to spin and do tricks and do great. I love them, I love them, I love them without anything. But see, it's the same way with God. He loves us without us having to do anything to earn his love. And we're so used to people treating us according to how we look or what we have or what we've done or what we've accomplished before we can feel accepted. And God's already accepting us. But once you can take a hold of that, and once you can internalize it and really realize that he loves you, then that allows you to go on and accomplish all the things that he has for you in your life to do, which he has.